Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast for this 26th day of February, 2021. There are a few things, if you listen to the Bill and Rookie experience and if you've listened to the show, you know. Sports, duh, movies, music, and what we don't always include, but it should always be included, food.
Oh, yeah, food.
We love food. We love food. Who doesn't love food?
Food.
We were talking about stadium food a little bit this morning, brats versus hot dogs. And it got me thinking, you know, when I was a kid, I had two different ballparks to go to growing up. We'd go to Wrigley Field, we'd go to Comiskey Park. And they had totally different foods available.
Really? Okay.
Comiskey Park had a way better selection of food choices than Wrigley Field did. Wrigley always had, you know, the typical. You can get a brat, you can get a hot dog, and, you know, the typical ballpark fare.
Sure.
But Comiskey Park always had some more selections. They had some more ethnic foods available.
Okay.
They had a Mexican food section where you could get some Mexican food. You could get some different, I don't recall specifically, but I know you could get a bunch of different things. And one of my favorite things, one of those cinnamon and sugars.
It's like a funnel cake?
No, well, it's like a funnel, but they're long, though. They're like, it's not chorizo, that's sausage. I can't remember what they're called. They're like long, it's just basically fried dough with sugar and cinnamon.
Like a churro?
Yeah, churro. That's probably what they're called. And you could get those at Comiskey Park. That was my favorite thing to get at Comiskey. But they had different foods. And what I really love about going to different ballparks is to get some of the local fare. I mean, you can get a hot dog anywhere, right? Get some of the local flavor of the stadium you're in. That's why it's great to get, I think, a brat at Miller Park, because they've got great brats there. When I was in Washington, D.C. a couple years ago, went to a game at the park there, saw the Nationals play, and they have, what do they call them?
The pierogies?
No, they have
the pasties.
It's like a hot dog, but it's called something else. I can't remember the name of it now. It's like a hot dog, but it's more like a spicy. It's a spicy sausage. It's pretty darn good. But you know that kind of thing. When you can get the local fare, the local flavor at a ballpark, it's great, I think.
See, I'm kind of opposite of that. I'm a simpleton when I'm at the ballpark. Now, if I'm in a city like you're going, like when you were in Washington D.C. I'll go out and I'll try the local restaurants and the local flavors of food at a restaurant. But I'm a simpleton. When I go to the ballpark, I just want the hot dog. I want the cheesy pretzel. I want the nachos. It's kind of funny that when you talk about Comiskey Park and kind of having all these options back in the day when you were a kid, that's almost like being ahead of the times. Because
yeah,
back when we were kids, it was, as far as I remember, kind of the simple things. Only recently, maybe in the last 10, 15 years, where ballparks and stadiums have really expanded their menus, and they offer vegetarian selections, and they offer the traditional selections, and maybe they offer the more eclectic selections and stuff like that, maybe more top end. But that's not me. When I go to the ballpark, give me my hot dog with the mustard, give me the basics. I've never understood all the need to try different cuisine or even the fancier menu items that ballparks have, because you're at a ball game. You're not expecting or looking to get a top 5-star meal or anything like that. So I've never really understood that. I go out and check the local flavor if I'm in a city at a restaurant, but at the ballpark, the old KITS method. Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah, but you got to be able to get a taste of the city you're in.
Dinner afterwards.
Like when you go to Pittsburgh and you get a Primanti Brothers sandwich at a Pirates game. I mean, that's killing two birds with one stone. The half smoke, that's what it's called in Washington, D.C., the half smoke. It's a sausage combination thing, kind of spicy. You can get them all over the place. They have them on the street, you know, street vendors sell them and stuff. You can get it at the ballpark, too. I think that's great. In Cincinnati, I know you've been to what is it called? Cincinnati Stadium.
Cincinnati Stadium, yes.
What's the chili place?
Well,
the big one
is Skyline Chili, and they sell the Skyline chili dogs at the stadium. Now,
yeah,
me and our good friend Doug Kaufman, we ate way too much Skyline chili dogs, but that was outside of the game. When I got to the game, I just had the normal food, which obviously is kind of a hot dog, as we're talking about. But we ate Skyline Chili like 24/7 when we weren't at the game.
Did you eat chili dogs? The Skyline Chili Dogs?
Yeah, the Skyline Chili Dogs.
Yeah.
Made with like cinnamon. But
they're small.
Yeah, they are small. But at the game, I just... Look, it's simple. Here's how your menu should go. Here's how your eating should go at a nine-inning ball game, all right, at a nine-inning baseball game. You bring your bag of peanuts in the shelled peanuts, and you can bring them in from home. So, like when we were in St. Louis, they had vendors that would be selling that stuff outside the stadium. We'd always pick up a big bag of peanuts and take it in with us.
Outside.
Absolutely. So your dining, this is how your three-course meal should go at a baseball game. In the early innings, 1 through 3, you eat your big bag of shelled peanuts. You crack them right there. You're making a big mess at your feet. Sometimes you eat the shell. I like eating the shells, too. Go both ways. You eat your shell. It's a little on the salty side, so your beverage is either a beer or a soda. It doesn't really matter to me. But that's how you work your way through the first three innings. That's like the appetizer. Innings 4, 5, and 6, that's when you kind of go in for the main course. Your brat, my preference, the hot dog. Maybe it's a hamburger. You know, if you want to have a little side with it, cheese curds or a cheesy pretzel, that's fine. But that's innings 4, 5, and 6, along with a beer or soda, your preference. It depends on whether you're driving or not. And then when you get to the later innings, innings 7, 8, and 9, dessert. It's easy. It's the ice cream or the sundae in the helmet cup.
That's
all you need when you go to the ballpark. You don't need all these other fancy selections and stuff like that. It's simple. Sometimes simple, less is more, as they say.
Well, I'm with you on 2 out of 3. I'll go with you on the peanuts. I'm with you on the ice cream. But in between, I'm sampling some of the local fare, if possible.
Because I like to... You can get a cheesy pretzel anywhere.
That is true.
You got to get something that's a staple of that city. If you happen to be in a different city.
And so we may agree to disagree on the food, but I think we can agree on one thing. Nothing beats a sunny day at the ballpark with your favorite food and your favorite beverage.
You got that right. And let's hope that we have many more of those in our very near future this summer and not have to wait till next summer to experience the ballpark once again. And there's nothing like the smell of the ballpark, too. And it's all that food that kind of provides some of that very unique ballpark aromas. And hopefully we can, again, experience that very, very soon. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening. Join us each and every Monday through Friday on the Bill and Rookie Experience every weekday, 6 a.m. right here on The Fan.